Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Acmir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk, sponsored by the UK Investor Show. That's held on Saturday, the 25th of April. Starting off with Botswana Diamonds, where just between me getting the stock, the chart ready and the actual recording, we've seen the stock bounce by over 20%. We've got a rising trend channel there from October. Broke this triangle a couple of days ago now and gapped through the 50 and 200-day moving averages. Also, we've had the open right on the low and currently we're right on the high of the day, so a very strong green candle there. And just to cap it all off, we're likely to be in the run-up of a 50-day, 200-day golden cross, and that's normally the strongest part in the cycle. So all the most of the boxes ticked on the technical front there ahead of potential move to 1.6 pence. Stop loss at this stage back below the initial January peak there at 0.75, if you can risk that much. Otherwise, probably 0.85, which was the initial December resistance. On to the next stock on a relatively quiet day. As I said, we've got Beowulf Mining here. This is a classic wedge, falling wedge break, with the wedge starting there in at the beginning of September. Broken the level of around the 4.6 pence level, which was 4.7 pence rather, and cleared the 50-day moving average as well at 5.09. End of day close above that, and we're looking to at least fill the gap there from October, the gap down there through the 7 pence area. Obviously, the hope would be for a retest of October resistance at 8.5 pence plus over the next month or so. The stop loss here back below 0.5, I think, should probably 4.5 rather, should do the trick over the near term. Wanted to look at Bidstax, not quite a hero, or rather more of a villain in the recent past. We had that previous collapse with the shares down to six pence in December. Narrow bear trap below that this week. So the low of the right at 5 pence, just after the gap that there was this week. Could be a little range here between 6 and 10 pence over the near term, maybe up towards the 50-day moving average at 10.74. But really, wanting to see at least a weekly close back above 10 pence before one would regard this as a fully fledged recovery situation, even though it looks like a bear trap double bottom for the stock with February and December support. So one to watch, if not become bullish on at this stage. Stock where there's no such problems in terms, and there have been no such problems in terms of the upside. We had a break of that November resistance line there at 1.2 pence, and the shares remained above that as was hoped. Initial target was up to 3 pence, which seemed rather ambitious at the time, but seems rather pedestrian now. And really covering the stock today on a likely weekly close above the 3 pence level, the initial February resistance. We get that looking for now over the next 1 to 2 months. Fresh target as high as 6 pence, which is the top of a July rising trend channel. And just like to see perhaps early next week a clearance of the 200-day moving average at 3.44 pence to build up confidence. But really, while above the 2.8 to 3 pence area, we are very much looking for a new leg to the upside for Dev Clever Holdings. On to a stock which has been somewhat difficult to make a call on in the recent past, but as far as new formics is concerned, we had that one day, basically a bear trap below the old 5.6 pence September support. The view now is that really 6 pence is the natural support for the shares, and we're likely actually to break out of this post-September falling wedge around 8.25 pence. We can do that early next week, then the chances of a return to the best levels of October at 13 pence plus are very much on the cards. The reason for the relative optimism at the moment is the way that the 200-day moving average, the black line there at 8.46 pence, is still rising sharply, and that tends to drag a stock or a market higher just by the fact that it is rising. So end of day close early next week above that feature should open up New Formex for a decent recovery. Finishing off with a stock which is about as obscure as you can get. I don't think I've actually looked at it before, but we have seen some of the pharma plays coming back. And in the case of Oncoimmune, we've got a gap higher through the 50-day moving average at 38 pence. Also breaking this, I suppose it's not quite a wedge, but this very narrow channel, descending channel from November. The view at this stage is that while we're above that resistance line from November at 35 pence, looking for further gains, probably towards the old support on the way down, just above the 60 pence level from October. That's it for me today. Join me again on Monday for more stock highlights.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.